Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Ken Shepherd, along with Dana Lee. And the show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. Our call-in number today is 347-989-1329. I want to read a disclaimer, and then I'll go over a few other things, and we'll go ahead and get started. Please note this show is intended only for the listeners. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show, or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Always use your strengths to fund your weaknesses. What we mean by that, basically, is if you have something where you could help somebody else and help yourself in the process, it's always good to do that. When it comes to deal making, if you don't have the money and somebody else needs a deal done and they have money to buy it, find what they want, get paid, and use the money for what you need. It's kind of just as an example. Website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. Telephone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. Email fci@packbell.net. Twitter is @KenShepherd and Facebook is Facebook/KenShepherd and Facebook/CreativeFlipsInc. We usually have $300 to $500 million in process, depending on where we are. I've been doing this about 30 years. All the shows in the archives are free. Please tell everybody in the world to listen, download, play them for their friends, and join our radio audience and become part of our network in general. We've closed a lot of business. We have $80 million in closings on our website, many more that are not on there for confidentiality reasons. And we also did a soft move of funds in the recent past for up to $500 million. One of the ways you can connect with investors is Ken R.E. Radio. That's KENREradio.com. Connect with over 150,000 investors at no cost and meet a lot of people and close deals and let us know whatever you close. So we're very happy to have you with us today. Again, KenREradio.com is a wonderful source, and we use it every day ourselves, the biggest on the Internet, and we'd love you to become part of our community there. So thank you very much, and we're about to get ready to the show, so let's talk about the show today.
Okay, so good morning, everybody. It's really nice for everybody to join us today. We appreciate the audience and you guys listening in the archives, and we're getting a lot more traction in the show than we had before, and of course that's because we've now done about 80 of them, and people are starting to get to know us. And you know, you can listen 24/7 and download to your friends, like you said in our opening. So Dan is with me today. Dan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. So what we thought we would do is we always talk about subjects we think would be of interest, and we've looked back in the archives as to the kinds of shows people are listening to more than anything else. And what we're finding is that it's all about the deals and getting the ability to assign the deals, binding the deals, and closing the deals. People are listening to all kinds of stuff in the archives, like the proof of funds is very popular, and a lot of other ones. But what we're really finding is that the interest seems to be in the former. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit today, again, and emphasize our feelings about the opportunities to write offers and how to do that so simply, and how little time it can take you and how much volume it can create for you. So so I think the thing to start thinking about is, first of all, where do you find the properties? Because you have to know what to write on. Well, I have a tendency to write on properties that are not listed. Now, one of the things that we've started to use is for sale by owner websites, where they post that they want to sell their property. You just cut and paste an email to them. It takes you no more than 10 to 20 seconds. And you just wait to see if they respond to you. If they do, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine. It doesn't hurt you. I would have a separate phone number for people to call you or a separate email just for them to write to you. Because what I would suggest you put in this memo is keep it really simple and say, I'm an investor. You have proof of funds. We can provide very, very quick closings with extremely few contingencies. And all we need to do is basically have the ability to have a short contingency period, maybe 5 days, at the very most 10, to decide if we want to buy the asset. If they decide, then what I would do is whatever they're asking, I offer them half, at least for a start of a conversation. Now, of course, most people are going to look at that and go, oh, my goodness, that's really low. Well, it may or may not be, depending on what they're asking, depending on what the market is, depending on how motivated they are. There's so many things that go into somebody deciding to sell you their property. I would choose properties that are, you know, somewhere under a couple hundred thousand, make your life pretty simple. So if they're asking 100, you offer them 50. If they're asking 150, you offer them 75. You know, it's a pretty simple formula. You can go down to the ones where they're asking 20 and offer them 10. Now, I like to do the ones where they're asking, you know, like 150 and offer them 75, because then if you sell it for 85, you've made 10,000. If you have a house that's worth 20,000 and you offer them 10 and you sell it, you might make 1,000. There's not enough to make as much money in the smaller homes as there are in the larger homes. I would do it with single family to start with. If you're really comfortable, you can do it in commercial. But in commercial, you're going to run into a lot of sophisticated investors. And in residential, you're not necessarily, especially people that are posting on websites and people that are, you know, you could do it with brokers. You can do it with property in the multiple. If you have access to a multiple, you can get access to the multiple for free through Redfin and other places. But the problem with the multiple is too many people know about it. And I think if you go to these websites, you want to go places where a lot of people are not. And that's, you know, where you're going to be a standout. So the first thing I would say is that's how I would find the assets. There's other ways to find them. We've done shows on finding the assets, so we're not going to really spend a lot of time talking about that. You can listen to that in the archives. But the whole idea here is you want to write a lot of offers. And how many to me is a lot of offers? Well, I like to, if I was, and I've done this before and I may start doing it again just to kind of build more inventory under what I call the popcorn theory, which is you put a bunch of popcorn kernels in a popper and you just watch some of them are going to pop and some of them are going to burn and some of them are not going to do anything and whatever. So you have to look at the ones that pop and that's the ones you work on. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about the easiest way to write offers. Well, we don't prefer a long form because the long form just takes too long to do. It's too complicated. It's not something somebody can read. We want something somebody can read in less than 30 seconds. Okay? And so what we've devised is a one-page form that we've used for years very successfully all over the country and for all kinds of assets. And it works really well. It's just fill in the blanks. You can probably figure out, I'm not computer savvy like Dana is, but you can probably figure out some way to create a form that's basically just fill in the blanks on your computer and hit send and send it out. Or the way I do it is, you know, is the slower way, which is not necessarily the best way, which is print them in blank, fill them in, and scan them and email them out. So, and we always have inside the offer some contingencies for you. It also has the section saying proof of funds available upon request. So, and I think, Dana, you put a link up into the form, right, so people can find the form easily and they can use it anytime they want, right?
I did. I put a link to the non-binding letter of intent that you and I use all the time. And it's blanked out, so it tells you where to put your business name, your name, your website name, if you have one. If you don't, you take that line out. So you just edit it and make it your own. And we don't even sign them. We just send them. We just send them and email them to the seller. And if we're writing directly to the seller, there is one highlighted spot in there. If we're writing directly to the seller, you take the highlighted spot out because it says that the buyer reserves the right to name a buyer representative who shall participate in the commission split at a 50-50 of the gross. So that is a phrase that we use when we are writing a letter of intent and sending it to the seller's representative, or if they have like a broker or a real estate agent that is repping their property. But if we're selling it, if we're sending it directly to a seller, then we just remove that. The rest of it, it gives you some great opportunities to go over the property and the financial aspects of the property before you are committed to honoring that letter of intent. It does say that a proof of funds will be supplied upon written request. And hey, if somebody gives you a request for a written request for proof of funds, it's going to scare the jelly beans out of you. But you're going to be okay. You just reach out to Ken and I, and let's go over the deal, and, you know, we will address it at that time.
Yeah, I mean, we've provided proof of funds at a soft basis for up to $500 million. What I mean by a soft basis is a letter from a lawyer or an attorney or an escrow or a title officer or a bank or a securities officer that funds are available. And then if they want a hard proof of funds, if they say we want to see a bank statement, and we feel strongly enough about the offer, we'll give them a bank statement. It's not a problem. The most important thing is we want you to know that there's nothing preventing you from writing offers. You don't have to have any money, okay? All you have to have is time, okay? And, okay, so you say, oh, my gosh, how do I find time to do this? I'm doing so many different things. I'm busy. I have a family. I have this. I have that. When Dan and I were talking about it, let's say you just wrote 10 offers a day, okay? That's 70 offers a week. Let's say if you do it 5 days a week and you don't do it on the weekends. That's 50 a week. It'd probably take you about a half an hour, okay? Then when you're done, you just do nothing. You just wait to see if they respond to you. If they don't respond to you, you might write to them again like 3 months from now. I wouldn't. I'd wait like 6 months. I used to actually take the papers that were 6 months old here in Los Angeles, and I used to go to this area called Real Estate for Sale, and I would just call people up, and whatever they're asking, I'd offer them half. Because they were in the paper 6 months ago, so all the looky-loos are gone. If they're serious about selling their property, they're much more interested in talking to you because they found out through the process of you not even doing anything what that property's probably going to sell for in the open market. And then we come in and we offer an all-cash five-day close. And a lot of times we've been able to pick up properties that way at prices I can't even believe. But people, for different reasons, just want to sell. Maybe they've inherited it. Maybe somebody died. Who knows what happened? I don't know. So every situation is different, but at the end of the day, it's all the same. So we recommend that you write at least 10 a day. That's 50 a week. That's 200 a month. If you're doing a four-week month, that's 2,400 a year. 2,400 offers a year. How many do you think are going to say no? Maybe 2,397? Okay, so that's three that may say yes. Now, I'm not saying you would have those kind of I would say maybe out of 2,400 you might hear from maybe 50, okay? It's like usually about a 1 to 2, 3% race, you know, response on this kind of mailer. So if you get a 3% response, you're doing really well. So let's just say you get 25 responses, okay? That's 25 people that are seriously considering selling you their asset. And if you can make $5,000 flipping those houses, okay, never touch them, never work in them, never rehab them, never do anything, just flip them to investors, either us or others. If you buy it right, we'll buy it. If you don't, if we feel it's a little too expensive, we'll show you how to flip it and where to find the buyers who would pay maybe a little more than we would. Because if you have a property that's deep to market in any market in the United States, you will find buyers and you can do it fast. We did a show on finding buyers, which, of course, you can also look at in the archives. So when you're writing these offers, don't be afraid. You're just writing. You don't write and or assigns or anything like that that's going to scare people. You just write your name because you have the right to get out anyway all the time, and you're not putting up any money. And if they say, well, I need a deposit, say, well, how about if I put up a dollar? that's consideration. And if they, you know, and they say, okay, well, you know, I really want something of some kind of consideration to tie up my property, then call us. You say, look, I don't really have $500 or $1,000 to put into an escrow. Just call us. If we believe in the deal, we'll fund it. We just have to believe in the deal. And and the other thing is that when you're talking to these sellers, if they ever call you and you don't know what to do, call us. That's why we're here. That's why we do this show. We do this show to help people. You know, instead of charging you a bunch of money to take you through a course, we're giving it all away for free. And we, our return on it is, number one, giving back. And number two is finding deals. I mean, I've had people call us, join our website, join our LinkedIn, all kinds of stuff from listening to the different radio shows. So, and I think Dan has probably had the same experience. So constantly I'm saying to her, like, I'll feed her something on maybe a weird asset, like a gas station. I'll say, here, just watch you write this up. She takes 10 seconds, fills up 10 seconds maybe, 30 seconds to a minute, fills out the form, emails it over to the guy, sees what happens. She hears from them, lets me know. She doesn't hear from them, no harm, no foul, you know? And then if you get something more sophisticated back from them and they start a conversation with you, reach out to us. There's nothing so sophisticated that we inside our network or with our investors don't know how to answer it. They say, well, I have a tax lien on my property. That's fine. We may or may not take it with the tax lien showing. Okay, we may agree to take the title without the tax lien, or we may want them to pay it off, or we'll pay it off. So don't look at the cash as a problem. Look at the cash as an opportunity, okay? And let's just say, let's keep the numbers simple. Let's just say you write 50 offers a week, 2,400 offers a year, and you get 25 responses, and you can close, I don't know, let's say you can close five of them. That's 20%. That's a pretty high ratio. Let's say you can close three of them, okay? If on each deal you make $5,000, then this is just a really simple, easy way to do it. That's $15,000 that you didn't have before, number one. Number two, it helps us find more inventory because we look to you to bring us deals because we can't be everywhere. Okay. And the other thing that's really important is when you're writing these offers, just understand that on the other side, there's motivation. Otherwise, they wouldn't have taken the time to sign up for some website or pay for some ad in a recycler or wherever they're going to post the property. And then they're going to come back and want to talk to you, because they want to sell that asset. So you look for motivated sellers. Look for people that say, must sell, need to sell, fixer, in probate, falling off a hill, you know, burnout, you know, whatever it might be that's a motivator. That I bought all kinds of properties in all kinds of conditions, and so I'm sure is Dana. So it's just a matter of looking at the asset and trying to determine how to open a dialogue. Now, you may start at 50% of what they're asking, and they may come back and say, well, I want 80% of what I'm asking. Now, at least they've made a counter to you. Doesn't mean you have to accept it. And remember, time's on your side, because the longer that you just do nothing, the more they need to sell that asset. And maybe they start at 80, and then you say, well, you know, let me think about it. 2 weeks later, they call you back. Well, how about 70? You say, how about 53? You know, it's like, you know, eventually you find that point where they say, okay, let's do it. That's when you can call us, or any time along the way, you know. And if we don't get back to you, send us an email. Where I can tell you, for me personally, I'm much better with emails than I am with phone calls. I just am. There's way too many phone calls coming in, and I'm on the phone, and Dan is on the phone all day. Okay, so when you call us, unless we have an appointment scheduled with you, chances are you'll end up on our call list, and chances are we may not get back to you as quickly as we want to, or in any timely fashion, and that's not our fault. It's just that we're really busy. But if you send us an email, or, you know, if you fax to us, but please don't fax because it really doesn't work, but you just email us. It's really simple. And then just let us know you have a deal. And this is the numbers, and this is the what the seller said to you so far. And we'll walk you through it. You know, we don't mind doing that. We help you out. So I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that. Dana's writing these all the time, you know, and you never know who's going to get accepted. You know, you can't be rejected because, oh, I wrote 10 and nobody called me back. Write 10 more. write 50 more. Pick up any market in the country. It doesn't have to be where you live. You can pick a market. You can pick Tampa, Florida, and you can live in Omaha, Nebraska. Doesn't make a difference, okay? Or reverse. You can live in Tampa, Florida, and write Omaha, Nebraska. It doesn't make a difference. It's all a matter of writing where you want to write, picking a market that interests you, and writing the offers. Now, I say stay under a couple 300,000 because when you start getting into the bigger numbers, there's less buyers unless you get really good discounts. And even so, there's not a lot of people out there that carry $400,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million in cash. There's people out there with a couple hundred thousand, 300,000. They spend 50 on a house, no big deal. You know, so the money's out there. It's just a matter of you writing the offer. If you write the offer, if you get the property tied up, and if you get it tied up at the right kind of pricing, it's a very good chance you're going to sell it. And you'll sell it before you even buy it. And that's how we'll show you how to make money without ever coming out of pocket and putting the whole thing together. Maybe you have to put a dollar in escrow or something like that. So those are some initial comments that I have. I think writing multiple offers is like anything else. If you line up a number of people and you ask them the same question, no matter how crazy the question is, somewhere along the line you're going to find somebody that's going to be interested in your question. I don't know why. It just kind of works out that way. You line 50 people up and you say, do you like to play golf? Ew, I hate golf. Do you like to play golf? Ew, my husband plays golf. What a, ugh, boring. Maybe you get to the 12th person and go, well, when can we tee off? You know? You just, you never know. But you'll never know unless you ask, that's for sure. And you'll never know unless you try. That's for absolute sure. So you have to be willing to spend the time, and you have to be willing to spend the effort, and you have to be willing to just, you know, do a little research. It's all on the internet. It's all free. We never ask people to do anything that costs them money. Don't buy lists of possible motivated buyers or motivated sellers. I don't believe in any of that. I believe you can find it all at no cost, because if you start doing a lot of the stuff we also talk about in our other shows like LinkedIn and things like that, we get deals every day. I mean, I get deals every day. I got a deal yesterday. The lady faxed me this deal. She's looking for a loan for $2.5 million and an asset worth $4.5 million. It's a gas station and a convenience store. So I called her up yesterday. I'm waiting to hear back from her. So I guess the point we're making is deals will find you once people know that you're a real buyer, and especially if you're dealing with brokers, because that's how they make their living, is selling assets. So, Dan, is there thoughts you want to answer or any thoughts you want to add?
Yes, I do. I would like to say that today is about empowering you to go out and write ridiculous offers. When you hear Ken say, write at 50% to begin with, you know, I know what you think. Oh, man, nobody will ever answer that. Well, a lot of people won't, but that's not the point. Writing the 50% offers lets you kind of shotgun offers out to find motivated buyers. The other thing you can do is you can go on Craigslist and place an ad saying, you know, we pay cash for XYZ, you know, houses or
yep.
apartments or whatever.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
You can source deals that way. And
yep.
once somebody responds, you write them a 50% offer. And because that way you're going to identify motivated buyers. And once you have identified a motivated buyer, somebody which is someone that will respond to a 50% offer, then you've got a deal happening. You've got a result that you can amplify, that you can work on, that you can bring us in on. And you've got the opportunity to bring cash flow into your life.
Right. And the other thing is, that's all very well said, and the other thing is that sometimes I say people write 50. Sometimes I told people write 25. You know? I mean, it's a matter of how aggressive you want to be. I mean,
it's a matter of where you're shopping.
Yeah, it's
you
a
know?
Matter of, yeah,
if
exactly.
If you're in a Walmart neighborhood, write it at 25%.
Yeah.
If you're shopping in a Target neighborhood, write it for 40 or 50 or 60%. If you're
right.
shopping in a Hollywood Hills neighborhood, it might take 70%.
It might. It
so,
might.
So the best place to go shopping is a Walmart neighborhood or
yeah.
or a Target neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be in the middle class. You want
right.
to be where there's more activity than any other sector.
That's right. The middle class properties are where you will find the most landlords that you could buy, that'll buy a property from you. It's also where you can find the most homeowners or the most
right.
renters if you end up having to rent it. So he's right. A middle class neighborhood is the way to go.
Well, I've also made a lot of deals in blighted neighborhoods, you know. So I never really look at the neighborhood as much as I do look at the neighborhood. But at the same time, there's investors that love these blighted neighborhoods because they can buy them real cheap, they can rent them real, you know, real nicely and make a nice cash flow. So I don't steer people away from blighted neighborhoods. In fact, I think it's nice because properties then get improved and it improves the area and everybody's happy. So, but, you know, when you go to, like, building a safety board up list, you're not going to have the phone number of the owner. You have to drive the property. You have to do the research. It's a lot of work. Now, I've done it. I've had people do it for me. I've hired people to run around and chase down those properties. And
it's a lot easier now, though, because most
yeah.
assessor's offices are online. And
that's
you can
right.
find the owner of record
absolutely.
Many, many times on that property unless it has sold in the past, like, sometimes 6 months, depending how busy the assessor's office is.
Now, if you're doing it that way, the chances are you won't have the email of the owner. You'll have to send them a letter in the mail or drop by the property. However, if you're doing it in areas where they already are registered, like for sale by owner websites, stuff like that, and just put in, if they ask for your criteria, put in fixer, motivated, put in keywords that are going to drive those properties right to your computer, then the computer's going to sort them for you. And so you're going to say you're going into St. Petersburg, Florida, then it's going to sort them for you, and it's going to pull up all the properties in St. Petersburg, Florida, where there's at least one of those keywords is in their explanation of what they're doing. Because they took the time to register it and everything else, and 99 times out of 100, it'll have their email. That's what I like. I've been driving around looking at properties. I've done it. It's expensive. Gas is getting more expensive. I used to do it on a motorcycle, actually, and then when I was a kid. And then I got eventually to a car and started driving around. But it's expensive, and it wears and tears on your car, so why not use your computer? It's so much easier. I mean, when I first started, it was not this way. You had no computer. But now you do, so why not make it easy on yourself? Use the computer, go to the For Sale by Owner website, pick the market you want to go into. You can try 5 or 6 markets. It doesn't matter. And just write. That's all we're saying. Just keep writing all day long. You know, if you have the time, if you have an hour, take an hour. If you have 2 hours, take 2 hours. If you have half an hour, then do it that way. But get going. Now, all we're saying is take action. We keep going back to the same thing. Take action, make things happen, get out and do things, you know, and help others, you know, in the process because they need to sell these assets. You'd be amazed when people are in a big fight, let's say, in an inheritance, and everybody wants to get their money. Sometimes you can get things for ridiculous prices. Anyway, we have 90 seconds left, so Dana, do you want to give everybody contact information for you?
Yes, absolutely. Reach out to us. DealsWithKD@gmail.com. That's DEALS with WITH, K like Ken, D like Dana, @gmail.com. You can call us, 269-849-9510. Please, your name, email address, what you're calling about, and how we can help you. Thank you.
And we really, really do want to help you in any way we can. We're trying to show you an easy path to flipping to properties where you never have to write any checks. You don't have to spend any money. You do have to spend some time, you know, and if you go through some of the other shows we have in the archives about finding money, finding deals, all that kind of good stuff, and combine it with this, and then get the link from Dana, which is right on the, I'm not sure where she put it, but you find it pretty easily. If you can't find it, give us a call, and we'll get you a copy of the offer form we use. And this has been a very successful form for us because I wanted something somebody could fill out in less than a minute. And this is it. And people have seen this thing just freak out. So we have about 10 seconds left. I'm going to say thank you very much for listening. We've enjoyed having you today as our audience from all over the world. We look forward to working with you and being a part of your life and helping you grow. So we're off air now. We're still recording. So we'll say thanks very much again and have a great rest of the week. And Dana, thanks for joining us today. And we look forward to doing many deals together. And I'll see you, Dana, a little later on my conference line.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.